it changed from the early days of the apprenticeship when we were basically just still schoolboys, where it was very much schoolish and young chaps still having a lark, and going through to the later stages where it became more serious as we were studying for our final exams, having become more mature young men. If I can give an example of when we first came to Bristol and we lived in Barnwell Hall, which was the old RAF officers' mess on the airfield at Patchway, and occupied by, I think, 120 young lads from all over the country. The average day was getting up, having a communal breakfast, which was mainly greasy bacon and beans on toast, tea from a huge urn, and then fighting your way across the airfield, battling against the wind and the rain, to the college. And the early days in the college, we would start at, I think, 7:30 in the workshops, and I found it very tiring standing at a machine all day until 4:30, and then we had to walk back across the airfield for our dinner. And the evenings were spent in mainly sporting activities. So that basically was a typical day in the early 60s. Every apprentice worked in every different type of department: machine shop, tool room, press shop, tinsmiths, fitting shops, assembly shops. I also worked in a number of the old skills because I requested that. So I also worked with a saw doctor. A saw doctor was just that. He was a doctor of saws. He put saws back together. He mended them and repaired them. He sharpened them from the carpenter's hand saws to large machine saws, probably 2 feet in diameter, or blades, which could be bandsaw blades, probably 20 feet long. And I found that very interesting. I also worked in the foundry, where we would cast metal into various shapes prior to machining them into finished components. And I also worked in the blacksmiths, which actually closed down shortly after I worked in there in the early 60s because the old blacksmith became ill. So basically, after going around all those departments, you had a very good understanding of engineering, particularly allied to the aircraft industry. And you would change departments every week or 2 weeks. And then as time went on, you would go into bigger departments. So you'd be in the wind tunnel for a month, in the systems lab for a month, structures lab for a month, in the chemistry department for a month, inspection, X-ray, really learning all the skills that were necessary to go into aircraft manufacture.